That was measurable, Chandles. Measurable.
I got something you can measure.
You know, it's a sad week, Andy.
This is the last week.
This is the last week we're going to hear this, pal.
888-696-1003. Rachel Podor, P-O-D-O-R, of Los Angeles. That's what you have to call within the next 10 minutes. I'm starting the clock right now. 888-696-1003. Rachel Podor of Los Angeles. Call that number so we can give you $100. I'm floating. Floating out in space. Like an eagle.
Caw. Caw.
It's more like a sort of caw. Moth-eaten parrot.
Caw.
Down. Just let the song play. You know how people, we're going to get feedback about parrot noises and eagle sounds.
I think they're going to like it.
Yeah.
Caw.
I wish they could see you when you do it, because it's even more impressive. Yeah, no, it's whatever that thing is. It's really good.
Shh, shh, shh. Steve Miller. He's an icon.
He's also the our spirit animal here on the afternoons now.
Yeah. He's an eagle.
Caw!
A lot of people have been asking, is this going to be the day that we find out if spam floats? Do you think it's going to be today? Are you hopeful?
Man, I showed up today thinking we were going to do some radio. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure what. Float spam? I'll only do it if we can also tase spam.
Cook it with
the
taser?
Yeah, we'll cook it with the taser, and then we'll see if it floats.
All right.
That I'll sign up for.
It's a date.
It's big Monday radio, people.
We'll do that.
Let's do it.
6:45.
So. Bam! Perfect. Mark my calendar.
Topping my list of bands whose original members are all living, yet will never get back together.
Hate each other.
These guys.
Yep.
What Tina Weymouth, bass player, said that David Byrne is, quote, a man incapable of returning friendship.
That's biting right there. I'll tell you what, though. There's a number.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there has to be, though. Was it ABBA turned down $1 billion?
$1 billion to get together.
$1 billion. And they don't even not like each other.
Right.
They get along well, by all accounts.
Yeah, it's a lot of money, but it's not for us.
$1 billion.
$1 billion buys a lot of mouthwash.
Andy, that's a lot of time on the payroll.
I see what you did there. Hey, you know what?
What?
It looks like Yolanda de Cordova of Venice now has $200 for Yolanda.
She's only got 150,000 years before she'll get to a billion.
Yeah.
Let's keep our fingers crossed for her.
Her and ABBA. So we'll find out at the top of the hour if we call your name and put you on the payroll for an hour or more. You got to text payroll to 21003 if you want to get in on this funness. But you don't have to have your name called out. I'll have you call me, 888-696-1003. If you're a Back to the Future fan, right over here at the Peterson Automotive Museum, they're having a Back to the Future weekend. And we've got some tickets. If you'd like them, then call me so we can have you match wits with Christian in the time capsule. Mm. See, we're going to travel in time with that, too. It's a perfect tie-in. We'll do that next on The Sound. Hey, let's all gather around. We might learn something in the time capsule.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
He's open. It is Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Monday, April 18th, 2016. Christian, we're going to test your knowledge in just a moment of Aerosmith and Kiss, your two favorite bands.
Ooh, yeah.
On the phone, I've got Rob from Newport Beach.
Know.
Rob, can you hear me?
I'm here.
Fantastic. I hope your hand's free, yeah?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, hold on tight. We're going to talk about some other things first, and in order to do that, we need to...
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year...
1877. On this day, French inventor and writer Charles Cros, C-R-O-S, writes a paper on how to record and replay sound.
Mm.
Yeah, 1877. So in France, if you ask somebody who invented sound recording, they won't say Thomas Edison or Emil Berliner. They'll say Charles Cros. But of course, they won't say Charles. They'll pronounce it Charles. So if you say, who invented sound production, they say Charles Cros. And you say Sheryl Crow. And
all I want to do is
That was a long way to go for that.
Some Jerry Daniels. Lewis type fun ensues after that happens. Right. See, it's just Charlotte Crow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll stop. It's this day in 1970. Led Zeppelin intend to rock Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Phoenix, Arizona. But right in the middle of the show, right in the middle of the stage, Robert Plant collapses due to, air quotes, illness.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
Illness.
Yeah.
I smoked some illness once. The show is canceled along with the show the next night in Las Vegas. This day in 1981, speaking of Robert Plant, yes, break up after 13 years together. And while broken up, did you know that bassist Chris Squire and drummer Alan White have some rehearsals with former Led Zeppelin singer Robert Plant and guitarist Jimmy Page? Robert's feeling better by then, I guess. They called the project XYZ. For X, Yes, and Zeppelin. X, Y, Z.
Oh, clever.
It's pretty cute.
Yeah.
But then Yes reunites with this album.
That's a little one. Shame it didn't do well for him.
Yeah, so that's put on mothballs. Okay, so let's bring in Bob to second guess this question for you, Christian. Today in 2003, Aerosmith and Kiss announced they're mounting a tour together the following August titled what? Roximus Maximus, Aero Kiss, or We're Too Oldest for This-us? What's your answer?
Well, it's going to have to be the first one because it's got what's-his-name stink all over it. So I'm going to go with Roximus Maximus.
What do you think, Rob? Is that right?
I think it's wrong.
No, say it's right.
Oh, I changed my mind. I think it's right.
Yeah.
It is actually right. Here's what you didn't know. Roximus Maximus, it's actually Latin, and translated, it means...
You ain't getting tired now, are you people? Look, people, y'all had a good weekend, people?
That's one of those things where it's a lot more words.
There's a lot of economy in Latin.
Yeah,
it really is.
Very good.
Rob, you're going to go to this thing, the Flashback to the Future Week in the Peterson Automotive Museum. Tickets at peterson.org. Three events, including on 420, private unveiling of the time machine and a speaker panel from the builders and producers of Back to the Future. So hold on. We'll get some info from you, brother. And since I don't have the strength, let's take it to Led Zeppelin to play us out today on the Classic Rock Time Capsule. You're listening to Andy in the Afternoon. 100.3 The Sound.
Well done.
It's just a few minutes away. The song fight today, it's a must win. I'm two down.
You're two down, buddy.
If I go three down, I don't know.
I'm stretching right
now.
Yeah?
Having some plyometrics? So that's coming up in just a few minutes. You get to tell us who wins it, so be good to me.
Don't go for the sympathy vote. You stand up on your own,
too. It may be the only thing I have going for
me. It's a good point. I stand corrected.
Round one. Fight.
Fight. Every day on Andy in the Afternoon at 10 minutes till 4, Christian and I each pick a song by secret ballot, and then you tell us what your gut says wins in a text by, vote by text, rather. And Christian won on Friday. He's two up on me. But the win means that you get to go first today, sir. So what do you got for us?
By the way, over the weekend, I went through all of the comments on our Facebook page for the 100.3 The Sound. Not our personal one, but those and all of the complaints. There was like four complaints about Song Fight. And I love the positive reinforcement. It makes me just want to do this even.
Fuels you?
Yeah.
This is Queen, isn't it? I gotta pick something pretty good. Of course, this is pretty corny.
Hush your mouth.
Pretty cheesy. The cheesiest movie ever made.
Oh yeah, but it's such a good movie. That scene when they have to put their hands inside the plant thing and then the stingy thing gets them.
The plant thing and the stingy thing?
Yeah, did you see the movie?
Yeah, I did.
Plant things and stingy things all over the place.
All right. Well then I'm gonna have to pull out something that I think everybody's gonna like.
Also what she said.
Ooh.
Great.
Hard to hate this.
Oh, man. What a great choice, Chandles.
I didn't pull out the big guns today.
Yeah, you
I'm
did.
I'm hurting.
This is good, because this is two biggies up against each other.
Well, we're living here in Allentown. And they're
Billy Joel's Allentown. The Nylon Curtain album. Okay, so if you think Andy's song wins, you text A to 21003. If it's a Christian song, the Queen, Flash Gordon, then text C to 21003. Don't text and drive. That's not smart. Standard text rates, or standard, texting rates apply. Then we'll have the results after 6 p.m. today on The Sound. So you'll hear the whole song that wins in its entirety. And in just a moment, maybe you'll hear your name in its entirety if I call it out to add you to The Sound payroll. Find out in moments. The name is Jonathan Perez of North Hollywood. Jonathan Perez of North Hollywood, 888-696-1003. That's your phone number. Call it in the next 10 minutes, 888-696-1003. Jonathan Perez of North Hollywood. It's Monday, so that means Mystery Eats from down the street. We're going to send Sammy out this hour to the 99-cent store. I'm thinking maybe some, some Chinese seafood in a can.
Mmm. I think we'll get Bill Hartzia from that.
So if you voted in Songfight, you got a message back about Votie McVoteface. It won. Votie McVoteface.
So excited.
The name of the British marine research vessel.
Yep.
Votie McVoteface.
The best.
They let people, what are you going to name our new $300 million research boat? Votie McVoteface. I don't think it's going to be approved. But if it is, it'll be awesome.
Let's put $10 on it. I say $10 as the English.
The Brits are
going to
have a sense of humor about it.
Yeah, they got a sense of humor about that whole thing.
Let me take you there. I'll take you there.
I'd prefer that you don't, to be honest with you.
Okay.
All right.
We need to find out from Super Sammy, who's been in the phone booth. Not in the phone booth, but in the booth over there where the phones are. Did anybody call back at the top of the hour?
No, they did not.
Well, that means that Yolanda de Cordova of Venice now has $300. Is that right? One, two, three. $300. How about that? Yolanda, find out at the top of the hour here if somebody knocks you off or if you get $400 total. Maybe it's going to be you. You got to text payroll to 21003 if you want to be included in this contest. However, now then, I've got a chore for this fella right over here, Sammy. Sammy, you know this program has quickly become the heartbeat of the Southland. And in fact, some days it's the enlarged heartbeat because I'm sending you out with this $5 bill right here. I want you to go to the 99 cent store.
That sounds like a
10. No, it's 5.
Oh, okay.
I wish it was 10.
Sending you down there to get us some dinner. And I want it to be something good this time. See if you can put together, what did we decide on?
99 cent BLTs.
See if you can make BLTs, because I can't wait to find out.
How could this go wrong?
There's nothing better than 99 cent store mayonnaise. I'm telling you, that is a solid, solid bet. We have nothing to fear, gentlemen.
I'm sure everything there is of the highest quality.
Let's go into this thing, all right? I've had salmonella once. It's brutal. Let's risk it.
I'm sure everything that they have there is of only the choicest ingredients.
Yes.
So go and take care of that, Sammy. And while he does that, ooh, we got a breakdown coming up from
we
the
do.
Who. That's next. That's what he's going to do. Christian, what you got for us?
Wait. Oh, hold on. I got a message coming.
Teacher says every time the bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
So, you know, in the Who's Who Are You song, there's that.
I do.
Womp, 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 womp. There's that bit?
Yes.
Did you know that this is also going on there? Oh, please hold. Ah, here we go. That bit you know here.
I love that.
It's finger picking day.
Oh, God.
What is that guitar tone?
I don't know.
It's like razor blades.
Finger of God.
Yeah. Listen to this whole track because it's just so good.
And meanwhile, It Whistle's playing something entirely different.
Crazy. Next time we play this song, Andy, remind me. I'll give us some bass lines. We'll do some bass with the ox.
I wonder how many distinct guitar tones there are in this song. That was three right there.
Oh, yeah. And then here's this. This is actually the same tone here. Who does more with less? Him or Keith?
I don't know, man.
It's a tough call. There's dudes in the Southland yelling at their car stereo right now. It's Keith! It's Pete!
Keith!
I think it might be Pete.
He's definitely more controlled.
Yes, for sure.
More disciplined.
Yeah. It's the 78 songs he's played in the last minute and a half.
And it's from 1978. How's that?
All right, give me the whole jam, Chandles. So good. Enjoy.
My favorite Who album.
Is it?
It is.
It's up there for me without a doubt.
This, 905, so many differences. The Music Must Change, Sister Disco. It's a good one. Nice work, bud.
Who are you?
Well, hello, this is Bill Cosby. Now, here's a tune that really knocks me out. Flarn, gah, bottoms up on Andy in the afternoon.
First round fight. It's song fight going on.
What happened?
Did you know
Where's
that?
The thing? Where's
what?
The...
It's on the same channel that I'm going to use to play the song here, so I didn't have it.
Yeah. I like your
don't have enough channels here.
Adapt and overcome. It's
yeah,
good.
Thank you. Thanks for calling attention to it. It's something we do every day at about 10 minutes till 4. We each pick a song, Christian and I, and then you vote by text and tell us which song wins. He picked this one, this ostentatious number from Queen. It's good. And I chose this one from Mr. William Joel.
It's actually a much better song.
It's a good tune.
I really
need a win today. I'm telling you. If you think Andy's song, this one right here, wins, you text A to 21003. If it's Christian's Flash from Queen, you text C to 21003. Don't text and drive, though. As standard rates apply, we'll have the results after 6 o'clock and the whole song that wins. And in just a moment, we'll have the final payroll person of the day, the final employee of the day. Find out if it's you in moments on The Sound.
You know what I'm most looking forward to about that not happening anymore? Is you not doing that anymore. I've had just as many days of that as we have of the entire thing.
Yolanda de Cordova. De Cordova? Yolanda de Cordova? She has $300. Maybe it'll be four. We'll find out. It's up to you. Tiffany Wiseman of Huntington Beach. I'm starting the clock. 888-696-1003. You've got 10 minutes or less to call us. Tiffany Wiseman of Huntington Beach. 888-696-1003. Let's get you on the payroll. That's right, and it's supported by Chevy Silverado. Get into your Southern California Chevy dealer today and find more than you expect for less than you imagined. Learn more at SoCalChevy.com. Christian, I'm glad you're alive. Because you take us deep inside the music. I wanna break it down.
Break it down. I'm starting to think this is all you think I can do.
Yep.
You know I can juggle.
I know you can do other things.
I can make a mean grilled cheese sandwich.
This is all I can.
You know? It's true. It's true. How about...
Joe Walsh.
It's another 55 songs in one.
Another one of those players that you can tell who it is immediately. Yeah. You know it's Joe Walsh. Trading licks with Don Felder.
I mean, what must it have been like when they whipped that out in the studio for the first time? You know what I'm saying?
If I'm not mistaken, the story was that he was just kind of noodling and he had that riff. And they're like, let's go.
You built an entire song around it. Yep. Amazing. Anyway, so it's the Eagles, obviously. I will be doing them at the next live lecture series that I do, Swing House Studios. It's going to be May 14th. The first people to get tickets are going to be the people on the Andy in the Afternoon fan page.
Ah.
Not our Facebook page, our fan page. So got to go and become a friend on that. It's invite only, so hit it up and then Aaron will check you out and you'll be in.
Nice.
All right. That's May 14th. Eagles and somebody else, Andy. Who will that be?
Oh, yeah, I know. Dire Straits. Dire Straits.
No.
Well, at the very least, you can make a down payment. Guess who I've got on my telephone here, Christian?
Hey, I have no clue.
Tiffany Wiseman, You are on the payroll.
I'm so excited.
What are you doing?
I'm at home, relaxing, enjoying the sunshine.
Yeah. in Surf City, no less.
Yes, absolutely.
Nice. You got your toes in the sand?
A little while ago, I did.
Wow. I want your life.
I'm a lucky gal.
I want to get paid to do nothing but listen to music and hang out on the beach.
A good life.
It doesn't sound bad. Tiffany, in the morning, 8 a.m., that's when Mark in the morning will pull out another name. And if that person blows it, then you'll add another 100 and keep going, hopefully.
Hopefully tomorrow will be my lucky day, too. Fingers crossed.
I like it. All right, Tiffany, have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
All right, see you, sister.
Bye.
Now you see what I'm doing? Playing Eddie Money.
Ties
in. She's on the payroll. It's money. Brian is out. And Axel is in.
R.I.P. ACDC. Moving
it's
on.
That bad, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
hey, Christian, What are you going to be doing at 11 o'clock tonight?
I'm going to come in and hang out with the lovely Rita Wild. We're going to be playing side one of Phil Collins' Hello, I Must Be Going, my favorite album by him. And I'm going to be giving away copies of the new remaster reissue on both CD and or vinyl. It's going to be awesome.
Wow, aren't you special?
I am. I'll be tired, though.
Okay, so on Mondays we do Mystery Eats from down the street. We go down to the 99 cent store and see what kind of goodness $5 can bring. What was your favorite thing, Christian? By the way, it's all up on the Andy in the Afternoon Facebook page on video right now.
My favorite thing was the complimentary hair we got in the box of cookies. That was my favorite thing.
I like the mold spores and the dust on top of the can of beans.
Always good. Always good. By the way, Andy, did you hear reports about the Guns N' Roses performance at Barocella this weekend?
Well, I heard you saying that it blew.
Let's move on. Let's find something else to talk about, because it ain't worth it.
It is 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock on 100.3 The Sound. Another half hour of it to go. But, Christian, you had just something you wanted to share with the class?
I did. Usually I do a little breaky-downy stuffy, but this is kind of fun. Just listen. I'm not going to tell you what song this is so that you can try to work it out as it goes along. Ready? This is the demo version from 1980 of a song you know really well. Ready? No clue as of yet.
The song that everyone knows.
Yep.
Trail, This sounds like Dire Straits and late 70s Eric Clapton put together.
With a little bit
of reggae.
White reggae thrown on top. Whoever produced the final version is genius. Because to have heard that song in this thing, that's really interesting. If you listen to the verse, he goes down, he's traveling in a fried out combi. Instead of going, he goes up. I mean, this is the only part.
Right. The kookaburra. Which never occurred to me as being kookaburra.
Oh, really?
But it really never did. I mean, it never sounded like a theft of kookaburra to me.
No.
Of course, the guy who played that. What?
I mean, it's incredible.
That's rough.
Yeah, no, it's rough. Next time we have CJH in here, we're going to have a chat with him about the demo version.
Oh, you and Colin Hay, you're on an initial basis?
Well, he calls me CJ, and I call him CJH. You know, it's a cute thing we do.
It's nice.
And we text each other. Oh, now I know what it is.
Now you get what it was.
Yeah, it's Men at Work's Land Down Under.
It's the same song.
Oh, man. I wish I'd known earlier.
Andy,
thanks,
in the afternoon.
Wow, it's young John Travolta, and I love Elton John.
And I'm old John Travolta. Don't let your son go down on me.
Round one. Fight.
Fight. It's Song Fight. Every day at 10 minutes until 4, Christian and I each pick a song, and then you vote, and your texts tell us which song wins that song fight, because art's meant to be argued about.
Yeah, it's a competition.
It's supposed to be a fight. 59% to 41%.
Nice, dude.
I claw my way back to within one of you.
Nice.
I'm down one still, but Billy Joel beats Flesh by Queen.
And
enjoy.
I'll take it.
Let's crank this a little bit.
Let's crank it up.
It's the sound. 100.3 The Sound. This is Andy in the Afternoon. Christian's right over here. Christian, I saw this comment on Facebook on Friday, I guess it was.
Yeah.
This is from Tracy Schweitzer. She said, radio's so good lately. You know it's on its A-game when you get home, but you don't go in. You click the key to accessory and you find yard duties, throw the ball for the dog, the kids play football, and everyone on the block listens to great music. Bidding you adieu, must tear myself away to resume adulting now. I like
nice.
That a lot.
Yeah, well, that's why we're rapidly becoming the...
I was just wondering what show she was listening
to.
Yeah,
it wasn't this, was it?
This is the heartbeat of the South.
Oh,
and it's because
it
of you. So thank you for liking us on Facebook. It's Andy in the Afternoon on Facebook. And thanks for, you know, texting in and calling us up. It means the world to us.
Participating in Song Fight.
Yeah. That you lowered your standards this much.
Yeah.
It means the world to us. Coming up next, one of our fans, Ray. I think he's a fan.
Yeah,
he's
going to
come in he's going
to
join us for the song.
I got good news, Andy.
Good night. What's that?
Listen to this. That's one cowbell.
Cowbell, right?
Now,
right. Whoa!
Two different pitches of cowbell. It's like when they played the jingle bells on the...
diatonic cowbells.
Yeah.
Do we
yeah.
have to ask you again? That's next on The Sound. Hey, I want to thank Ray for coming up and joining us. Raider Ray is in here. He went down to the 99 cent store with Sammy.
Yeah, we got
basically,
him to blame.
He did something that pretty much anybody could do. But thank
you
for coming by and doing it yourself, Ray.
Yeah, very well.
And he's going to do something that not everybody can do. He's going to accompany us on the Goodnight song on Triangle. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's about to get beautiful.
Let's get started, people. Let's say goodnight with love. Oh, we're on Facebook Live right now. You want to watch it? Good night. Sleep tight. And pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish. And a prayer that every dream comes true. And though it's always two parts off a cowbelly, I know
you can never have too much.
You'll always remain in my heart. And good night.
Good night.
Sleep tight.
Sleep tight.
And pleasant dreams.
You need the goggles again, man.
Here's a wish.
Here's a wish.
And a prayer.
And a prayer.
That every dream comes true. And now until we meet again. Sing adios. Au revoir.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Good night, my boy Silas. I love you.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
Good night, Viv. I'm so glad you feel better.
Well,
that was comes Rita Wild.
That was a whole bucket of show.
Class up the joint after we just took it to the toilet.
And I'll be back at 11.
Wow, you're a glutton for punishment. Yes, what are you doing for the next 4 hours?
I'm going to go record a bunch of guitars and keyboards in a place for a record I'm doing as well.
A hoot.
Yeah.
All right, it's the sound. Bye-bye.
Adios.
Bye.